Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Go and do. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:8-10. Grace is the rock upon which Christian life is built and sustained. Through faith, grace transforms us so that good works naturally follow. In James 2:17, we find that faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. When grace moves us into action, we go and do. Good works show that our faith is genuine and transformative. Our good works are the visible evidence of an invisible faith, which is proof to the world that God's grace lives within us. Faith is not meant to sit still. It is alive, breathing, and moving. Because the grace of God never leaves us where it found us, James reminds us that belief without action is lifeless. True faith compels us to go and do. Grace is God's gift, freely given and unearned. But grace is never idle. When we truly receive it, it transforms our hearts, shifts our priorities, and stirs us towards acts of love, mercy, and service. It is grace that moves us to forgive when wrong, to give when it costs us something, and to speak truth even when it's uncomfortable. The world doesn't just need to hear what we believe, it needs to see it. Every act of kindness, every choice of love, every step towards serving another is faith made visible. It's grace in motion. As you listen today, where is grace calling you to go and do? Is there something, someone you need to serve, forgive, or encourage? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have called me not only to believe, but to live out my faith. Shape my heart so that my good works flow from love for you, showing the world that my faith is genuine and life-changing. May everything I do point others towards your transforming grace. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.